Yeah, it's absolutely a concern. We had a meeting, I believe, on the 28th for the Aledo Fire Protection District, and a well-attended meeting, you know, discussing this issue and the realization that our contract with Genesis Ambulance Service is over January 1st, and them trying to come up with any ideas, any plans that we could come up with prior to that time. They put out an RFP, request for proposal, to try to determine, you know, if anybody wanted this contract, and they had no takers on it. It's my understanding that, you know, the main issue is their ambulance services' ability to find, you know, qualified candidates to come to work for them, paramedics, EMTs. I think a lot of them would be interested in fulfilling that contract if they had the employees to do it. But right now, it's left up to us as a community to try to figure out how we're going to move forward.
And that's the potential problem before maybe some additional meetings. I think one of the things is that the individual fire protection districts are going to start holding some of their own meetings to try and figure out, hey, can we recruit maybe some paramedics and EMTs and then try to seek some type of solution or resolution?
Yeah, right now I think like what the fire protection district was attempting to do is bring everybody together to present this problem and then try to think outside the box on how to solve it. And you know, Genesis has been an excellent ambulance service. And I think at the end of the meeting, we're hopeful that, you know, discussions with Genesis will continue to provide that service until something long-term can be figured out. In the meantime, like you said, they're going to be meeting with everybody, community also, to try to come up with some solutions that we can afford. You know, it's expensive to maintain an ambulance service, and that's an issue also.
And I know there were some state lawmakers there. And I know in terms of trying to find a legislative fix by January 1, that is not going to happen. But is there a potential? I mean, is there talk of being some type of legislative fix to, you know, that would lead to maybe some adequate staffing? I don't know.
You know, it's a bipartisan issue, and it's one that everybody has to put their heads together and think about. Where we're fortunate is having Neil Anderson, who's a firefighter paramedic, who kind of understands the dynamics of, you know, this issue. And I think like him and, you know, the other legislators and senators are, I know that he's going to go down there and attempt to try to get some resolution or at least some ideas on how we can create law about this. Whether that happens or not is yet to be seen.